Okay, while we're passing that, we'll move to 22-294.
We can pass him.
Case number 5, 21-894. Case number 8. Attorney Lawler, you're on left. 21-854. Morning.
The record of attorney is Jim Lawler.
Attorney Lawler is here. Counsel for the state, can you please identify yourself for the record?
Yes, good morning. My name is Kate Ayers. I'm a staff attorney for the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection, who is the issuing authority in this matter.
Attorney Ayers, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, please. Board members, I want to just state for the record that I do not have my officer witness with me this morning. He emailed me around 7:30 a.m. this morning stating that he was on his way to urgent care with what he thinks is the flu. So I did respectfully request a continuance on that basis. The board did deny that request. So at this point, I am prepared to proceed with the knowledge that my witness is not available this morning. The opening statement in regard to this case.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. We are here today because this appellant's pistol permit was revoked based on suitability grounds. Based upon the report that is in the board's possession, the report reflects that on April 19, 2021, this appellant was arrested following incidents at a family baby shower in which multiple witnesses alleged that he threatened family members and brandished a firearm while intoxicated. This appellant was charged with carrying a firearm while under the influence of an intoxicating liquor and 5 separate conditions of release issued. Thank you.
Okay, Attorney Lawler, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, basically to respond to the statements just provided to you. Statements are accurate and subsequent to his arrest, he did apply for the Family Violence Education Program. He did successfully complete that program. There was a component of alcohol counseling within that program. And I would note that the police report would reflect that the police came to his home the day after this incident. He voluntarily surrendered the pistol. There was a magazine with bullets in it, but there were no bullets in the chamber. And there's nothing in the warrant affidavits to show that he had pointed that he had run at anybody. He made maybe some bravado statements that were foolish, but he's owned the guns over 7 years. He owned a gun previous, 20 years ago, which was stolen prior to the reporting of the fire. So there was nothing to be done with regard to that. He's lived in Meriden from the time he left Puerto Rico, I think in the 1940s. He's been gainfully employed, he's retired, has a large family, and a clean record other than this incident.
Counsel, Attorney Ayers, please proceed.
Yes, thank you, ma'am. At this time, I would like to call the appellant as a witness, please.
Sure.
Mr. Appellant, good morning.
Morning.
Do you recall filling out a questionnaire for this board in July of 2021?
Yeah, for the questionnaire that he did. He was, the answer was either not.
In that questionnaire, you wrote that you need some kind of protection for you and your wife.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The thing is that me and my wife, we're both 75 years old, you know? And we live 250 feet away from the main road. know? And the closer neighbor I got, he lived about 10 feet away from me, but he's 98 years old. So I need to, trying to, I did that because I did want to protect my wife and protect my neighbor, you know, which is, can't hardly do anything, you know?
Mr. Appellant, you realize that you don't need a pistol permit in order to have a firearm in your home, correct? Are you still seeing a psychiatrist or any sort of mental health counselor?
I went to that mental health counseling, yeah.
You're still seeing a counselor?
No, I completed 4 weeks.
Are you taking any sort of psychiatric medication?
Clonazepam.
What is that clonazepam for?
When I get nervous sometimes, you know.
For anxiety?
For anxiety, you know. I take one every once in a while, you know.
When was the last time you had an alcoholic drink?
A while. Because I went to the program and I learned a lot.
So have you had a drink within the last week?
No.
Within the last 2 weeks?
Last 2 weeks? Yeah, my birthday.
So, do you recall this incident that we're here for today, a family baby shower in April of 2021?
Yeah.
And at that baby shower, you consumed both beer and shots, right?
Yes, which I never do.
You've never done that before?
No, I never drank a shot in my life.
This at the baby shower was the first time you'd ever had a shot?
Yeah.
You did drive your car that night, right?
Just drove it home.
Right. Were you intoxicated at the time?
I could say you drink a couple of beers and a shot, you know.
Mm-hmm. The family member that you got into the verbal argument with, you said that you were going to finish him, right?
I told him that.
You told him that, and by finish him, you meant shoot him, right?
No, really, all I wanted to do is kill him.
Is kill him?
Kill him. That's why the gun never had the magazine in it, you know? And when I talked to him, I didn't have a gun with me. The gun was in the car, you know? So he left, you know? But what I wanted to do is just to play a scare tactic because he kept disrespecting me, mm-hmm. you know?
Right, so you just wanted to scare him with
yeah.
your gun.
Yeah.
Right. And you brought the gun into the baby shower with you when you came back to the shower, right?
No. I had it in the console.
In the console of your car?
In my car. And the magazine was in the glove compartment.
And you had your gun with you when another family member drove you home, right?
Yeah.
Right. And you were spinning it around on your finger?
That's it.
And you told that family member who was driving, if he told anyone about the gun, you would finish him too, right?
You
didn't say that?
I said that. He was my favorite grandson.
Right.
You know, so that's why I let him drive me home.
Right. So if your grandson said that you told him, if you tell anyone about this gun, I'll finish you, he was lying about that?
Well, objection, I think we'll get into quite a bit of hearsay here. He's testifying to what somebody else might have said, who's not present, about somebody else.
It's not the truth of the matter, sir. It's just what he said. She's asking if he lied that he said that. So overruled.
So, Mr. Appellant, to be clear, your testimony today under oath is that you never told that family member who was driving you home that if he told anyone about your gun that you would finish him? Do you recall saying something to the effect of, if the police come, there's going to be a showdown?
Oh my God. No. Oh my God. I don't think I have any further questions. How many grandchildren do you have? 10 kids and 29 grandchildren. 10 children and 29 grandchildren. Yeah, and the 6 great grandkids. Okay, and with the particular
grandson that you were having difficult terms with, did he make any attempt to come, and a protective order was issued, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you make any attempt at all to contact this grandson that you were having issues with?
No.
And, but did he make any attempt to contact you?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you do when that happened?
Well, I was dumping some scrap on my son's garbage container because he wanted school. So he got one of the big beans and he put in, and what he did was he parked and right about from here to there, and he started giving me looks, and his father came in and he turned the telephone on to see if I said something. So what I did was got in the truck and went home. And I called my oldest son and I told him, your son is over here, and your brother and his son are over here trying to see if I say something or I do something so they can report it. You know, and my son said, you better get the hell out of there because they want to see you in jail.
So you were able to, because of that situation, were able to remove yourself without any trouble there?
Oh no, I just took off. I just took off and never looked back.
And generally, what is your relationship with your family members, your 10 children, 29 grandchildren?
Great.
It's
great. Okay. I love them all. Even so, I have trouble with this kid. I love him. You know, my grandson, I mean, and I pray for them, so God will lead him on the right path, you know.
Again, nothing further.
Does the board have any questions?
Just one, really. You mentioned something about somebody was disrespecting you during this time?
Yeah.
Okay. In the report we have, it says, and tell me if you said this or words like this, that you were going to kill him if he disrespects me again. You didn't say that?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Other questions?
He disrespected me so many times.
Briefly, the closing statement, if you're not used to alcohol, if you're not used to drinking shots, and you're under the influence, you're going to make mistakes. But that's but there's no evidence that any gun was ever fully loaded or pointed to have anybody in a specific instance. So in all the years he's owned, there has been no other prior reason to question his ownership. Subsequent to this, again, he did complete the necessary counseling to ensure that this does not happen again. At his age, I don't think he's any threat to the public.
I remember having 10 to lose him.
That's all I have.
Other questions? No other questions? What was the argument about? The disrespect, why did you feel disrespected?
He's always, I don't know why, he always saw him. I mean, he gave me looks. And I said, you know, I'm your grandfather, and you supposed to respect me, you know. So then he says, well, I nodded my head when he went by my house. Then he goes up there in the house, spend time over there, you know, with his grandmother and my one of the foster daughter that I got, you know, raised her since she was 2 years old. Now she's 24, you know. And but every time we went to the parties, you know, I tried to shake his hands, you know, like I do with the other ones, you know. I give him a hug and he said, how you doing? He says, I'm good. You know, like, I don't know why.
It says there was something about your granddaughter and a phone. Do you have any recollection about, I believe it would be one of your grandsons approaching you because he said you were recording, I think, your granddaughter on your phone? Do you have any recollection of somebody confronting you about recording somebody on the phone? So after the instance of disrespect that you felt when you left the party because you felt disrespected, is that what you said?
Yeah.
But then you came back.
I went back because I left my wife behind.
Was your wife what?
I left my wife behind.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Returned to the
So you went to pick up
I
your wife?
I went to pick her up, yeah. But by the time I got there, my wife was gone because one of my daughters gave her a ride, you know?
And I'm sorry, did you say you were twirling the pistol on your finger while you were in the car with your grandsons?
That's what he says.
Well, I know that's what he says, but do you recall that?
I don't recall that.
You don't recall that.
I would point out in there is a statement also that he felt that he was in no danger.
It sounded like it was your grandson that called the police, though. Is that right? There's a lot of, so we have a lot of black, so we can't tell who's saying what, but it looks like from this report it was your grandson who was in the car that called the police to report this. Is that true? You don't know? And it's your testimony that the pistol was not loaded when you had it in the car, is that correct?
Never. And if I was saying this to you, there were no bullets in it. Never loaded.
I think I have to clarify something you said earlier. Because I'm not sure I heard it right. Somebody had asked you, I guess what the purpose of the gun being there was, or something. Did you say you wanted to kill someone? But you wanted to scare someone. You said you used the gun as a scare tactic.
I didn't want to kill anybody.
You didn't just say that you wanted to.
I don't have to go to kill anybody.
What was the purpose of having the gun at the shower?
It was in my glove compartment.
Okay.
It was not in the shower.
It was never in the party?
Never in the party.
Okay.
That one never saw the party. No, it was in my glove compartment all the time. I took it out when they came in the ride home, when I was getting home.
So you took the gun out on the ride home?
Yeah, I put it on my shirt, on my pocket.
So you just took it out of the glove compartment and put it in your
hoodie,
in your pocket or
waistband? No, hoodie, like a pocket, like on the front.
That would be subsequent to all the activities at the hall.
But like I said, again, I did put the gun there, but I didn't reach and get my, open the glove compartment and get the magazine.
I would note that he also voluntarily disclosed that he had other ammunition in the home, safely locked up in the safe, which was also recovered by the police department.
Do you remember when the police came to your house the next day? The following day, do you remember the police coming to your house?
Yeah. Yes, they came to my house and they forced me to sign the papers.
bear with me one second.
Not wanting to appeal him.
Just answer your question.
Do you remember changing your story when you spoke to the police? When the police came back to your house the following day to ask you questions about what happened the night before, do you remember changing your story as you were talking to the police?
Well, I would object to that. That's so open-ended, we have no idea.
Okay, I'll read you a statement. So you stated you did not have a handgun on your person at the party. I then asked him to describe his handgun. He stated it was a silver handgun. I then asked how I believe your grandson would be able to describe the handgun if they did not see it and you did not have it with him last night. He was unable to answer the question and stated he is not a person to brag about his gun because he only has it for protection and normally does not normally carry the firearm on his person. Through the entirety of the interview, you changes his account of the incident multiple times and in multiple different ways, including how many times he returned home, where the gun was located prior to the incident, and what transpired in the car ride with blank and blank to his house. Do you recall changing your story about how many times you returned home?
Well, again, I wouldn't check. It didn't say in what way he
you want me to overrule my question? I'm just asking you a very specific question. Do you remember changing your story about how many times you returned home when you were speaking to the police? Do you recall changing your story about where the gun was located prior to the incident?
I thought it was. From the beginning, I stuck to it.
And do you recall changing your story as to what transpired in the car ride with your grandsons on the way to your house? Can you just say yes or no?
No.
They can't pick up if you're nodding your head yes or no. You don't recall. Okay. Any other questions?
I guess I can ask. I think we have the facts down. It's pretty clear. What did you do wrong or right that night? In your opinion, what did you do wrong that night, if anything?
I mean, you did something stupid.
What was that?
When he didn't respect me, I should have just left him alone and walk away. That's something that I learned while I was going to classes. You know, there are many tough ways to avoid a discussion, you know, so you get heated. You know, what I should have done was go home, I stay home, no argue with him or nothing. You know, like now, I don't argue with any of my kids.
What else did you do wrong that night? What else did you do wrong that night that might affect the
board
decision?
Well, the only thing I did wrong is, I had a couple of shots that I never have, so we were both beers, and I never drink raw alcohol, you know, never. And that day, I was sitting down with one of my granddaughter's boyfriend in a chair at a table. And he brought a bottle that he gave me to chest. You know, and that probably,
you should have walked away, you should have been drinking. What else? Well, having the gun while you were drinking. Driving the car after drinking? Is that another one?
They drove me home.
Did you drive there after you had been drinking? I thought you testified that you had driven after drinking. And how long ago was this? When did this happen?
I was about 26 months ago.
6 months ago, this incident happened?
26.
26 months ago. Yeah, so about 2 years. A little more than 2 years.
Yeah, April 23.
And you went to alcohol education?
Yes.
And you, I think you testified that you still drink.
Yeah, I was 2 years. I was 3 years old. Program that they mandated me.
Thank you.
Other questions? I take it you have no other witnesses?
Correct, thank you.
Okay. Counsel, do you want to call any other witnesses or
no.
call your client?
Okay. No, I think we covered it pretty completely.
All right, would you like to make a closing statement?
Yes, he's elderly, retired, has raised a large family successfully. He doesn't have any problem with any of his children other than it's an incident that obviously has led to all of this. But otherwise, he's a family man. He's owned a firearm for protection. It's never really taken unused. He made a mistake, but I don't think it's a mistake that rises to the level of having to confiscate the firearm. I think he's generally a very competent and law-respecting individual.
Thank you, counsel. Would you like to make a closing statement?
Please. Thank you, madam. Board members, according to the report that's been submitted for your consideration, multiple witnesses saw this appellant argue with a family member. Multiple witnesses saw him leave the baby shower and return in a different outfit than he was wearing when he arrived. Multiple witnesses saw the appellant appear to be looking for that family member when he returned to the party, and he even returned to the party again after being driven home, apparently still looking to re-engage with the family member that he'd argued with. Multiple witnesses heard this appellant say he wanted to, quote, finish the family member that he'd argued with. Multiple people saw this appellant pull a firearm out of his sweatshirt pocket and twirl it around on his finger in a car. This appellant admitted to being intoxicated at the baby shower. He admitted to driving, even though he was intoxicated. He admitted that he takes anxiety medication, that he has had alcohol to drink after completing a court-ordered alcohol treatment program. If I understood him correctly, I believe this appellant admitted to wanting to scare a family member with his gun while he was intoxicated. All of this occurred just over 2 years ago at this point. If the board believes that this appellant made it to his advanced age without ever having a shot of alcohol in his life, and even if this was just a one-off incident, there were a lot of bad choices that this appellant admits to making, and there's evidence that there were more bad choices that the appellant made that night. Conditions of release were issued as a result of this appellant's arrest, and they were in place for over 2 years, so they were not temporary, week-long types of orders. There's evidence in this report that this appellant struggles with mental health issues, with suicidality, and may have mixed pills with liquor on the night of this incident. And as he testified, he still partakes in alcohol to this day. Based on all of these details, the issuing authority does not believe that the appellant is suitable to possess a pistol permit at this time, and we respectfully request that the board uphold the issuing authority's revocation. Thank you.
If I may be a brief rebuttal, if you go through an alcohol education program, it doesn't mean you are forbidden forever having to drink alcohol. There's no allegation of any further intoxication. And I would also point out that over 2 years, if there were conditions that were imposed upon them, they were successfully completed throughout those entire 2 years.
Thank you, counsel. Any response to that?
No, thank you, ma'am.
Brief factual.
This is a revocation by the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection. The revocation is based on suitability. The basis of the denial is an incident that occurred in April of 2021. The appellant was allegedly involved with an argument that occurred between himself and a family member at a family party. And the appellant was intoxicated, removed himself from the party, returned. There are allegations that there were threats made against, by the appellant, to the involved family member. Another family member drove the appellant home, at which point the appellant removed a firearm, displayed to the other family member, reportedly twirling it on his finger. The next day, the appellant was subsequently arrested. Complaint was made, the appellant was arrested for various charges such as threatening, reckless, and possession of a firearm under the influence. The appellant went through all the court-mandated programs successfully over a two-year period, and all the charges were subsequently dismissed. The appellant appears to be a approximately 30-year pistol permit holder.
Comments by the board? Chief Rosenzweig.
Issue on the board.
Colonel Lewis.
Issue on authority.
Colonel Overture.
Issue on authority.
Attorney Sinetti.
Issuing authority.
Chair votes issuing authority. Thank you all.
Thank you.